Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and it's wonderful to be back again with you as we share the goodness of the Lord and the beauty and the truth of His Word. Before we go into the Word that God has placed on my heart to share beginning today, let's just take a moment to pray. Father, we ask right now, Lord, that You would speak to us through the Word of God. Lord, You see every circumstance and every situation that Your people are facing right now. And Father, I thank You for Your goodness, that You're a faithful and a loving God. You're a wonderful Father. You know exactly what each of us as Your children need. And so, Father, I'm thanking You right now that the needs that are in their lives, regardless of what area it is, whether it's spiritual or emotional or circumstantial or financial or burdens with loved ones or situations they're facing, Father, I thank You. Your Word has declared, because of what Jesus has done, we are more than conquerors through You. We have the victory because of Jesus and because of Your great love in sending Him to die in our place. And so, Father, we ask for Your anointing to be upon this broadcast, upon the Word that we are going to share, upon the delivery, as well as that our ears would be anointed to receive in very personal, very real ways, and ways that we can apply to our personal lives, even this day, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, what I would like to share with you is a message entitled, How to Ask and Receive from God. And beloved, our Christian life is that of an ongoing, ever-increasing and developing relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father, and also the Holy Spirit. They're a beautiful trinity, a unity that is, that there's no disparity, there's no conflicts. It's a beautiful example of the relationship they possess, of how we are to relate to one another, how we are going to experience the fullness of the Lord throughout all eternity. Jesus prayed that they would be one, that's you and I, even as they are one. And so it's a wonderful, beautiful experience to be birthed and born into the family of God. And because Christianity is not a religion, it is really a relationship. You've probably heard that expressed before. And the very basis of that relationship, it begins with a heartfelt prayer for salvation. And this is our means and our communion and our relationship, how it is developed with the Lord, an ongoing communication. And that's basically what prayer is. And God has been so gracious to give us His Word, which tells us His intentions for His children, His desires for us. And so if we want healing and health, success, prosperity in every area of our lives, as well as joy and happiness and fulfillment from the Lord, we must not doubt the Word of God on anything that it says. And I would suppose that if we never permitted ourselves to doubt the Word in the first place, if we would have refused all suggestions of Satan to doubt the Lord, then there wouldn't be the struggle there is today to believe God without unbelief and doubt entering in. God is very clear in His Word regarding prayer and how we should be praying. And through this message, I'm going to be sharing very pertinent and applicable scriptures that relate to this subject. But in James, the first chapter, verses 5 through 8, God makes it very clear concerning the absolute condition of answered prayer. The Word tells us, "Let him ask of God," in James, "that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not." Notice he's not selective there. He gives liberally to all men and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Verse 6, "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." Verse 5 starts out with, "If any of you lack wisdom," that Greek word is sophia, meaning spiritual wisdom or high wisdom, divine wisdom, "and he gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not." That Greek word upbraideth, on idizo, meaning it means to defame or to rail at, to chide, to taunt, to cast in the teeth, to revile, to upbraid. God doesn't do that. He knows our frame. He knows how we're created, how we're constructed. And so He's gentle and long-suffering with us. And beloved, one of the things I want to really emphasize, I've said this from time to time, but we have all the faith that we need for whatever we're facing now in our lives. We know without faith it's impossible to please God. However, do you realize that the faith you have is a gift from God? He is the author as well as the finisher or the perfecter of each one of our faith. And I think a lot of what we experience as Christians as we're growing in the Lord, sometimes we're self-defeating. Sometimes we listen to these subtle influences of the enemy, that if we don't see prayer answered the way we want it to or as soon as we want it to, we immediately begin either to doubt God, His love for us, or to doubt ourselves, that we don't have the faith, that that's the problem, that we are just doubting God. We're being double-minded, and condemnation and accusation comes. But beloved, I truly believe this is just a work of the enemy to make you feel that you are inadequate to receive from the Lord. God loves you so very much, and He wants to see your needs met. And not only that, the Word tells us that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, He'll give us the very desires of our heart. So He wants you to be a prosperous, happy, fulfilled child of God. And I have been places where that those in authority would say, well, actually, if you don't have prayer answered, that's a faith failure. So again, you see, the brunt of the accusation, the fault lies with you. And beloved, I want, through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and through the Word of God, to dispel that lie. You have the faith. Now, what's important is, it is important that we have to act on the faith that we have. We have to praise Him. We have to thank Him. And if there's anything that He would have us do by way of action, we need to do that. James said, faith without works is dead. But beloved, don't let the enemy accuse you that you don't have faith. And again, one of the tactics of the enemy, saying, well, it's your fault, it's you don't have the faith, the focus is all on our faith. Beloved, what we need to realize when we come to the Lord in prayer is to focus on God's goodness, how much He loves you. Just as you would not neglect or ignore the plea of a natural child of yours? If they were hungry, if there was some emergency, would you turn away? Of course not. How much more our God, whose love is perfect, the agape, perfect love of God, He wants only what is best for us. And so If God does not upbraid us, if He doesn't make fun of us, if He doesn't revile us or chide us for asking for wisdom, if this is God's condition for answered prayer, but we're to ask Him because He wants to give liberally, that's just not, you know, one little piece. Okay, you'll get this little bit right here. But He wants to give exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So we have to make up our minds that before we pray, we're going to hold fast to God's word and decide to ask God for it and fight it through until we get the answer. One of the great problems for the children of God is they aren't sure God wants to answer their lawful prayers. And beloved, you need to make up your mind and also be determined that you indeed want your prayers answered badly enough that you are going to see what you desire from God through to a complete answer. God does not ignore or turn a deaf ear to you. His eyes are upon the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. Many times people change their minds when the answer doesn't come all at once. They decide that it's not the will of God or that it would have been best for them to have received another answer or something. Sometimes God works in different ways than what we've asked to bring about our desires, but He always answers prayer. Beloved, this is where persistence comes in. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Well, beloved, my time has quickly flown by, and I must bring this broadcast to a close, but not without giving you an invitation to write and share your prayer needs. Know that I will personally intercede for you. I'm just giving God praise for the testimonies that are coming in regarding answered prayer. And also, we're still continuing to offer that little booklet, Devotional Meditations for the Believer, some selected prophetic words given through the years that I know will be a blessing to your heart. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you. And until next time, until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.